Urban agriculture is growing in popularity, and here in Wisconsin, it's gotten support from the federal government. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report. Wisconsin Women in Conservation is a statewide project that's funded by USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service. It's led by the Michael Fields Agricultural Institute. The project started in 2020 with a focus on helping women farmers across the state in their conservation plans, but it's grown to encompass urban farmers as well. Noemi Serrano is a district coordinator with the project. She's got the details.
It was originally a three-year project that was supposed to end this fall, but we just got renewed for another 2 years. So that's super exciting, and hopefully it'll continue.
Now going into your third year, can you tell me how the program has grown? How has attendance been looking for your different events?
Yeah, so our project continues to grow, and it's super fun to see how successful it is. Just between like 2021 and 2022, we saw a huge growth in how many women were participating in our events and involved with our project as a whole. I think in 2021, we went from around 1,300 women being engaged with this project to ending year two with over 2,000 women.
What type of topics does WWIC explore?
Yeah, our events focus on conservation practices, as well as conservation plans, and then just providing women with resources around conservation and around funding as well.
What do your attendees typically look like? What is typical operation size? What commodities are they coming from? Or are they usually coming from a specific region?
So for the project as a whole, like I said, we work throughout the state, and we're kind of divided into tri-county clusters in different regions. I work in the Southeast region with Racine, Walworth, and Milwaukee County. Folks can always join if they're outside of the counties that we officially work with. That's just kind of how our project is organized. But the people that are attending our events kind of vary, which is super exciting. We have more traditional farmers that have a couple of acres or have inherited their farms from families that have had farms for decades upon decades, to new farmers that just bought their farm last year, to urban growers that are growing in community gardens, to women that are interested in farming and kind of are just looking for resources and community and are just barely starting out. So there's a huge variety.
In your position, have you seen WWIC make a difference, or what has the impact been on women in agriculture? What difference has it made so far?
I have seen WWIC make a huge difference. I think our main goal is providing a safe and welcoming space for women to learn about ag, learn about conservation, and then connect with one another. So I think that's really where we've made a difference. Ag being a predominantly male-dominated space, I think can be intimidating or uncomfortable for women many times. So just being able to create a space where women can come and meet other individuals that have their interests and whatnot is really important.
What's your background in agriculture?
Yeah, I personally do not have a huge background in ag. This is a new field for me, but it's been very exciting. I studied sustainability in undergrad, so that's where my background kind of comes into that. So yeah, trying to bring in a new perspective, and it's been a really exciting opportunity.
What drew you to agriculture and the WWIC program?
Both of my grandfathers are farmers themselves. One is still farming. He's 90 years old now and is still a farmer, a soy and corn farmer in Mexico. So having that kind of family background, I think when this opportunity popped up and sustainability link from being what I studied in undergrad and being something that I care about definitely drew me in, but also the family background in agriculture, it was a good combination.
So you work predominantly in the Southeast region of Wisconsin. Can you tell me more about the region you cover? Who are you representing?
I work in the Southeast region, again, with Racine, Walworth, and Milwaukee County specifically. In Milwaukee, I've been working a lot with urban growers, folks directly in Milwaukee who are gardening in like urban farms. So community gardens are involved in like school gardens, that sort of thing, which is really exciting to see folks that are interested in this kind of make use of what's available to them and bring fresh, locally grown food to their neighborhoods.
What is urban agriculture? Because that's been a topic that we've been hearing more about. I mean, is there a certain criteria to be in urban agriculture? What does it look like in the cities you work in, including Milwaukee?
Yeah, so urban ag is basically farming or gardening in urban or suburban settings. So it typically looks very different than what our traditional farming is, right? Like the multi-acre traditional farms that we see in like rural Wisconsin. So their farms are like gardens within the city, typically a lot smaller, like just a handful of acres. It could be even like just gardening in like residential areas or again, sharing space in like community gardens.
Has it grown in popularity?
Definitely. I think it's something that a lot of more people are finding an interest in. And I think just like with anything, right, like access to information is a lot easier now. So folks are becoming interested and taking advantage of like resources that they're finding and getting involved in whatever way they can. A lot of folks can be starting like even like container gardening in, you know, if you're living in an apartment or community gardens in their neighborhoods.
Why do people want to do that? What's the draw to be connected to your food?
I've heard a lot of different things. I think one of the main ones is like knowing where your food is coming from, right? Fresh, healthy food. That's super important. And a lot of communities, especially marginalized communities, communities of color, urban communities like Milwaukee don't necessarily have the best access to fresh, good food. So being able to take that into your own hands and grow your food, know where it's coming from, know what it involves, all of that is truly important.
So what do you do then in your work as the regional coordinator? How are you working with these individuals or organizations or maybe, you know, larger communities and implementing agriculture?
Yeah, as the regional coordinator, I put together some events throughout the year. As the general Southeast regional coordinator, we have, or like regional coordinators as a whole throughout Wisconsin, we have our standard events, which are our spring and fall learning circles and our summer field days. And then on top of that, in Milwaukee, I do some extra events with Una Vandeval, who has been like my partner in Milwaukee in doing more urban ag work. And last year we did a fall gathering in Milwaukee around urban ag, and we brought in a panel of three women urban growers to share their stories. And then we followed it up with some resources in the community. So we're hoping to do that again this year in the fall and kind of expand on that, bring in more resources, share more stories again. And then on top of that, we're hoping to add a summer field day also, but in Milwaukee at a community garden, showing different women urban growers and the conservation practices that they're implementing.
Can you give me a sense of scale? Like when you're talking about your women urban growers, urban farmers, how much are they producing to how little? Like what's that range of production or size?
A lot of the women that we've connected with are like, some are just starting out, and that's kind of how they found us or why they're interested in being involved, because they're just starting out, they're interested in this and they don't know in which direction to go. So WeWick is great for that. Others have been doing this for a while and just kind of garden in their backyard for themselves and their families. Others garden in community gardens also for themselves or to donate to their communities, or some sell at farmers markets. So yeah, it's a bit of a range.
We've seen money coming from the federal level. Mm-hmm. USDA has taken an interest in kind of that urban agriculture movement. Have you seen it support either from the state or federal level for urban agriculture? Do you have your eyes on any dollars to help, you know, grow your efforts?
I think a huge like reflection of their interest was their support for our project, right? That it was a 3-year project that got extended for another 2 years. And within that, we have funds to work specifically in Milwaukee for urban ag, in urban ag, I should say. So I think that's definitely a way that we see it there. I think organizations are becoming aware of how farming is changing and that it is no longer just rural farming, the traditional farming that we've seen, that it's kind of shifting and that it's important to embrace that shift.
Noemi, who should be getting involved in Wisconsin Women in Conservation?
Any woman should be reaching out and connecting to WeWick. Any woman farmer or landowner or any woman that's interested in conservation should definitely be connecting with us. WeWick is an amazing program, an amazing project. We have so many incredible resources. Our events are so fun. You learn a lot, but you also have a lot of fun. You connect with women. Our website is also an amazing tool. We have a lot of great resources, podcast episodes and video recordings of our virtual events. And there you can sign up for our in-person and virtual events that we'll be having throughout the year as well. Yeah.
Well, stay tuned for that. Other than that, is there anything else you wanted to add?
So one of the big parts of WeWIC is conservation plans. We provide education around conservation plans and also cover conservation plans through our program. So for any women that are kind of participating and interested in conservation plans, that would be an amazing resource to take advantage of. Some of the women that we're connected with are like hobby farms, so smaller farms. So like it really depends on what your goals are for your land, but that's a great resource. And it, you know, again, depending on what you're interested in, it kind of depends on who we put you in touch with. If you're going, if you're interested in a, like an NRCS program, we can connect you to NRCS. If it's not, then we can connect you to like Pheasants Forever or one of our conservation coaches or anything like that. But it's definitely a great resource and it's free through WeWIC. So a lot of times women get left out of or aren't like the target audience, or like these smaller farms aren't the target audience for some of these programs. So that's a really cool thing with our project. Our requirement is just half an acre to get the conservation plan written for your land, which is a lot smaller than most folks.
And there you have it for women producers, large and small, rural and urban. Wisconsin Women in Conservation is a resource for you and your operation. And it's got the funding to help it continue on for the next few years. Noemi Serrano was along with us. She's with the Michael Fields Agricultural Institute, and she's the district coordinator for the Wisconsin Women in Conservation, serving southeastern Wisconsin. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.